Is it correct that the satellite data over the last 18 years demonstrate no significant warming?
No.
How is it incorrect?
Based upon our experts, it's been refuted long ago, and there's no long. It's not up for a scientific debate.
I'm curious if so. It's. I want to understand this. I do find it highly interesting that the president of the Sierra Club, when asked what the satellite data demonstrate about warming, apparently is relying on staff.
It's just a mistake.
The nice thing about the satellite data is these are objective numbers.
Correct.
And the numbers over the last 18 years, are you familiar with the phrase, the pause?
The answer is yes, and essentially we rest on our position.
And to what you said, you are familiar with the pause, so to what does the phrase, the pause, refer? I'm sorry, you said you were familiar with that term, so I asked to what does it refer?
Essentially, it's the slowing of global warming during the 40s, sir.
During the 40s? Is it not the term that global warming alarmists have used to explain the inconvenient truth, to use a phrase popularized by former Vice President Al Gore, that the satellite data over the last 18 years demonstrate no significant warming whatsoever? Global warming alarmists call that the pause, because the computer models say there should be dramatic warming, and yet the actual satellites taking the measurement don't show any significant warming.
But, Senator, 97% of the scientists concur and agree that there is global warming and anthropogenic impact with regards to global
warming. The problem with that statistic that gets cited a lot is it's based on one bogus study. And indeed, your response, I would point that your response is quite striking. I asked about the science and the evidence, the actual data. We have satellites. They're measuring temperature. That should be relevant. And your answer was, pay no attention to your lying eyes and the numbers that the satellites show. Instead, listen to the scientists who are receiving massive grants who tell us, do not debate the science.